And we're back here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus. I'm Nick McNamara. Now in studio with me is UFM Executive Director Linda Teener and Education Coordinator Kayla Savage. Kayla, you're back. But how's your morning going, everyone?
It's going well.
Going well. Thank you.
Good. Good to know. And so we're here talking about your 50th anniversary at the UFM, which, you know, I haven't actually managed to take advantage of anything at the UFM, but it sounds like a great institution there.
Mm-hmm. UFM is, in my opinion, a terrific organization. We're a community education program that provides a full range of classes on everything from swimming lessons, arts and hobbies, languages, cooking, recreation and fitness, wellness classes for people of all ages. And we're pretty excited that we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. It's kind of special that a small organization like us has survived for 50 years.
And tell me a little bit, just for background, how you all got started there.
Mm-hmm. UFM was started by a group of K-State students and faculty back in about 1966-67 area. There were groups that were meeting to talk about different kinds of topics. There were some intellectual conversations. There were some arts and hobbies, music groups that were there, and they all found out they were meeting, and so they got together and said, hey, what if we join forces? And so they called a meeting to create what was called an experimental college or a free university. Very quickly, they were fans of that, and it caught on. They put together a short list of classes in the fall of 1969, received some funding from student government, published the very first catalog in January of 1968, and that's what we call our anniversary date.
And how are the programs changed over the years?
Oh, Kayla, you want to catch that one?
Sure, yeah. So really what's interesting about this project that we've been doing with the 50th anniversary and our exhibit that's coming up that Linda will mention here in a little bit is that some of the classes that were actually offered in the early years, 68-69, actually have continued through the years here. So we've got everything from dance to yoga was a mainstay in the early catalog. We also have lots of community conversations that happened at UFM, conversations about race relations, anything happening in the community as far as development, political things, that kind of stuff. So that was pretty common at UFM in the early years and have continued at UFM as well.
And how have they expanded a little, too?
Well, one topic area that we will expand on in our exhibit is sustainability. We were offering classes and having discussions on ecology, recycling, how to take care of the earth back in 69 and 70, and we have continued to work with that theme through all of our existence. We have the Manhattan Community Garden, which provides some food security. That's the oldest community garden in Kansas. We have a demonstration on passive solar energy in a building that is next to us that we use for classroom space. And about 10 years ago, we added active solar panels. We were the first small organization in Kansas to be on the grid. So we continue to talk about alternative energy and sustainability and have supported other local organizations through the years.
And it's definitely an important and a growing topic, especially
yes.
Nowadays, too. And talking here with Executive Director of UFM, Linda Teener, and Education Coordinator, Kayla Savage, it's their 50th anniversary at UFM, and you have an art exhibit as part of your, I guess we'll call it a celebration.
It is. We're having a big celebration all year, and our fall, our first big fall event is an exhibit that we will have in Kemper Art Gallery in the K-State Union starting on October the 8th, and that will run through November the 3rd. It's been a tremendous effort. Kayla has taken charge of that, so I'd really like her to talk about the exhibit. But it's been fun going through the archives, finding interesting information about UFM, and kind of constructing a living history that we'll be able to carry with us into the future, both in hard documents as well as a nice digital archive that we've developed. And Kayla, why don't you talk about the exhibit itself?
Sure. So you're right. It is a celebration of everything through the years that UFM has represented, but also the people and the topics that have been at UFM. We've already kind of mentioned some topics that had started at UFM and have continued. But, you know, we follow a volunteer instructor model. And the Manhattan community, the reason that we've been around for 50 years is because the Manhattan community has continued to support education and learning from each other and this idea of lifelong learning. And that's what UFM is all about. And that's what the exhibit is really going to be celebrating. So, you know, our founding, the people that were involved, but also some of the notable instructors through the years, some of the notable classes, topics that have been continued to be offered. And it's been a partnership with both K-State UPC, Union Program Council, and then also the Riley County Historical Museum, as well as the Historic Costume and Textile Museum at K-State. They're going to be bringing in some artifacts and some garments from those early years that kind of, we're going to make some interesting connections. I think people will see and enjoy those with UFM classes and programs that we've had throughout the years. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be very different than any other exhibits that are in the William T. Kemper and in the union, but we're excited and hope that though none of the students probably at K-State now were even thought of in 1968, but we're hoping that they see that they get some interest, you know, out of the programs that were started at UFM and see there's going to be some common themes. There's going to be some common themes and things that are not so far removed from 50 years
That's
ago
right.
that they're dealing with now, which is probably a good segue into the Lew Douglas lecture on October 9th.
Yes, we're going to have a Lew Douglas lecture on October 9th. Carolyn DeWitt from an organization called Rock the Vote will be here, and she's going to be talking about the importance of voting, particularly for younger adults, why they ought to get out and vote. I think the last primary that we had here in Kansas was so close that anybody additionally who voted could really have made a difference in the outcome of that. And her point is that it doesn't matter as much who you vote for as that you do exercise your vote so that you can say you participated in the process.
And that seems kind of like an issue nowadays with my generation. We tend to not really get involved in that way. So it'll be interesting to be able to hear someone promoting that.
Yeah, and she's of that generation. So a young person talking to a young person about voting, I think it's going to be a real interesting theme, and that's going to be on October the 9th at 7 p.m. in Forum Hall in the K-State Union.
Awesome. And talking here with UFM Executive Director Linda Tiener and Education Coordinator Kayla Savage, we're talking about the UFM's 50th anniversary, but there's also another event going on as a part of the 50th anniversary celebration.
The last event of our 50th anniversary will be a program that the Discovery Center is hosting for us. It's called Celebrate 68, 50 Years of UFM. It will be a ticketed party at the Discovery Center on November the 3rd, 7:30 to 10:30. And we're going to be focusing on music of 1968. We're going to have a dress of 1968. We're going to have food of the late 60s. Games and activities that revolve around UFM and what was happening in 1968. I think it's going to be a really fun time. The music then was really fun.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. We'll have some good entertainment too.
Yes, we will have some really good entertainment.
And will there be live performances as part of that?
We will have a live DJ. Dave Lewis will be our MC for the night.
That's me.
And he's going to bring in 60s music for us, and he's always entertaining, and we'll have a photo booth and some dance demonstration and dance contests, and we'll have some costume prizes and macrame station, I believe,
yeah.
And we're going to also show the documentary about UFM. K-State created a documentary about UFM, was just finished, and so we'll be showing that as well.
Oh, here we are.
Yep, that's it.
Let's see, he's already started DJing.
Good tunes.
It's, you know, it's a gift.
Yeah, we're not all so lucky, Dave.
Oh, lucky. That's an interesting word. That's an interesting word. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to this because this is going to be a lot of fun. And you know, the discussions that we've had, you know, it's got some interesting challenges to it as well from a musical perspective and technical perspective, a lot of different things that we're doing at the Discovery Center. So I thought a little Herb Alpert might be kind of
perfect
for this,
perfect,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Kayla's like, who's Herb Alpert?
Yeah. Oh, come on now.
I think everyone's probably heard this song. Even if they don't know who it was.
dating game theme?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I've seen clips. I haven't seen the, you know, I wasn't around when it was actually airing, but I've seen clips.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to have so much fun, guys.
Yep. I think it is going to be fun.
And if people want to get involved, if they want to learn more?
Well, if they want to learn more, the Discovery Center is handling this event. So if they go to the Discovery Center and look for adult programs, they'll see the Celebrate 68 activity listed, and that's where they buy their tickets.
All right.
And then also then for the 50th anniversary activities and events, you can actually visit UFM. So the UFM website, tryufm.org/50th anniversary.
All right. Right. Thank you very much.
All right.
And that's it for us today. Thanks again to Robin Cole, Linda Teener, Kayla Savage. If you missed any of this or you just want to check out the full episode, go to newsradiokman.com, go down to the on-demand section, and look for the In Focus tab. Thank you very much, and see you tomorrow.
Do we have an office for Kayla here now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thought so.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.